Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And it looks like we are all celebrating Movember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, grow that stuff.
Year-round.
Not puss. Yeah, I celebrate that year-round. Yeah. We're not amateurs when it comes to Movember. You growing that for November, puss? I can't tell.
No.
All right.
Yo, you got about 4 or 5 days going on there?
My son's growing it.
Screw that kid.
He's a year-rounder now, too.
Things are going to change around once you're, like, 45.
You'll start growing some hair.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It happens.
It'll come out your ears, not your face.
Oh, that's already happening.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
The nose and ear hair is already...
Yeah, that could be any age, you're right.
Because my son, he's in his early 30s
now. Is anybody down the hallway growing a mustache? Growing a mo.
I don't know.
Hey, mo.
You know, because you'll see it. And guys are always so... We're so used to just having facial hair all the time. I had my whole
right.
life. You know, I haven't seen below my nose since 18.
Right.
You know, I haven't shaved my mustache.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, since I was 19. And last time I didn't have a beard was 22. So I don't even know what it's like. So to me, it's not, people always ask, it's not having a beard. It's just what I am. And it would be, if I shaved, it'd be like, oh, I don't have a beard now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like with guys that never have a beard, not guys like puss, but guys that actually can grow them and mm-hmm. shave every day,
mm-hmm.
they think it's like having something. We think it's like just not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So on these Movember days, I mean, it's a great, you know, it's for, what's it for, cancer or bald? What's it for?
Yes.
Okay. But it's like they look at me. I'm thinking, yeah, it's you're just not shaving.
To you, it's like growing your fingernails or whatever.
It is. You're right. It's like, what? I don't really understand it, you know.
But like my son couldn't grow a beard, you know, in his 20s. But now that he's in his early 30s, it seems to come in a little better. Same case with me. It was
when I first met you, you actually you seemed like you couldn't grow one right. I mean, now you could.
No,
you're a full beard guy now when you want to be.
There were spots that were patchy. That later in life filled in.
I got a buddy of mine that, yeah, did the same thing.
And my youngest son, when he tries to grow facial hair, it's just patches.
Yeah.
You know, he looks kind of scruffy, so consequently, he's clean shaven. But maybe those patches will start to go in. I don't know if that's...
I couldn't imagine shaving every day. I don't even know what that's like. And I understand people have to do that for work or something like that. I just couldn't even imagine.
That factored into my career decisions. Now, I will say that hasn't really... matriculated the ball down the field too well, but
like I wouldn't.
I can't do it.
I would not have signed with the Yankees ever if I was a professional baseball player. I would. That'd have been. No, I'm not. I will sign with these guys because I think that's just so stupid.
It is stupid.
You're right.
Do they still do that?
Yes.
The long hair thing. And
you could have
mustache?
You have a small trimmed mustache. Yeah. No beard.
No way. No.
No.
Aren't there some aspects of the medical field?
Because first of all,
where you have to be clean shaven.
Maybe firemen. I know got to keep it pretty tight for masks.
Well, only because for that
be
purpose.
Yeah.
That, but that's for their own safety, right?
Sure. But it's still part of the dress code.
No, but just like Bryce Harper, he's never going to sign with the Yankees.
No,
he's got a kick-ass beard. Think he's going to get rid of that for the Yankees?
He may be the guy that changes that though, because they'll just pay him.
Other guys you thought would change it too, because what's his face?
Mattingly.
Damon.
Oh, Johnny Damon.
Damon for the
That's
Red
right.
Sox. He had a great kick-ass beard.
Yeah. And long hair.
And long hair.
Hair and everything.
He did everything. He pushed out for the Yankees.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that's where the cash is.
Everybody
and how much would you
how much would it take for you to shave your beard?
But a guy like
you'd do it for $1 million, and those people are doing it for several million dollars.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, I just don't think employers should be able to tell you what to do in that situation. And I don't think that, I think that's happened a lot in most places. You don't really see that. The hair police, the beard police are not around in workplaces anymore. You'll see professional men with beards. Now, where you don't see it is these guys on TV. We know some TV guys. I ran into a guy, a friend of ours who works at a TV station across the state, across the building, across the street here, and old friend of ours. And I saw him at a DMV 5 or 6 years ago, and it was, he had this beard coming in. He goes, I said, yeah, I'm off for, I got a week and a half off. And that's when he does it, because you can't do it for TV, you know.
Yeah.
Local TV, clean cut crap, you know. Might wear a wig or two.
Mm-hmm. You know.
But you're right, Petey. I never even, I just, I get friends. I don't, it wasn't really a career decision. I knew in radio I could do what I could look like I wanted to. And I still do.
And there were some jobs where I'd just be like, oh man, that sounds like a suit and like shaving and stuff. I'm going to have razor bumps all the time. I'm going to have to get up earlier. Like, no, yeah, man. Like, man. I'm good. Like, no, I'll just go take this one.
Yeah. But I think the old clean shaven guy doesn't exist a lot anymore, even in white collar places.
Yeah,
I think you're allowed to.
Yeah, yeah. Some decent, stubble,
yeah,
yeah.
Stubble.
Just
stubble.
Look maintained.
Stubble. Yeah,
you
yeah.
look maintained.
Right, right, right.
Because there is a way to have facial hair and whatnot and not look like
I'm
you
not
don't
talking
care.
About a braided goat or anything. You know, you got when you're drunk.
Braided goat. One.
A lot of stubble. You see a lot of stubble on TV.
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
chicks dig stubble.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've read.
Yeah. I heard they like the long balls.
Yeah.
That too.
There's stubble on those too, though.
Did we send out a Mo signal?
Oh, it's Movember.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, hang on.
Because we got Mo here.
Hang on.
There was a. I wondered whether or not that was going to be a Mo signal.
You're right. You never know with Mo.
Well, you know, he's on it.
He is.
Most of the time, he is on
it. He is willing to be called into action.
When we send out
at
the
any
Mo
point
signal.
In time.
All right.
Hey, Mo.
Extremely
attentive.
Hey,
Mo, what's up?
And listens in real time. He's a dinosaur.
What's up, Mo?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Hey, every morning when I hear Craig's soothing voice, I grow a little Mo.
All right, thanks for checking in.
Hey, Mo.
That's Mo out of Lincoln listening to Blaze. Mo out of Lincoln. That's a Lincoln Mo. So happy Movember.
Yeah. A study suggests that almost 1 out of 10 Americans struggle to control their sexual urges. Researchers said,
I love sex.
Researchers say it's very important to understand how and why people act the way they do. And the study published in the JAMA Network Open.
Bad Mama JAMA.
That's right. Scientists say almost 9% of people in the United States have distress caused by difficulty controlling their sexual urges, feelings, or behavior.
This is why you don't get married young. Get some of that out of your system.
They also note that the gap between genders is not as large as some might think. A little over 10% of men demonstrate compulsive sexual behavior. 7% of women.
What's compulsive?
Demonstrate compulsive sexual behavior. Probably that is the 1 in 10 Americans struggling to control their sexual urges.
It sounds like nymphomania to me.
Sort of. But that's a little bit more than what they're going for here.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
They say that some people might masturbate excessively so that it interferes with the ability to work or...
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate. Or furiously.
Excessively, okay. So that it interferes with the ability to work. Or someone that might be paying for sex so much that it's damaging financially.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just one really expensive one.
Yeah.
Or anything in between.
Yeah.
These seem like quantity, not quality type of people.
Yeah.
Nevertheless.
You know, when it comes to paying for it.
Well, they just need it all the time.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
They want it all the time.
Sexual behaviors become a problem when they impact a person's life in a negative or destructive way. That includes neglecting friends and family or personal health.
Yeah, it becomes an addiction, and it affects you like any other addiction would.
Feeling a lack of pleasure, participating in sexual behaviors that may result in negative consequences.
Well, we've all done that.
Yeah, we have.
Everybody be quiet. Todd's about to masturbate.
But not excessively. Furiously, but not excessively.
Good point.
That's right.
Just the accepted amount.
They did find, they say, that with regard to demographic characteristics,
and
they found
an acceptable amount of ferocity.
Yes.
Well, that's on you. That's whatever you can handle.
actually, you slurred to ferocity. You went into that, man.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
It really is.
Just a prick, man.
Just hilarious. Falling over. They say that they found individuals with lower education, those with very high or very low income, racial, ethnic minorities, and sexual minorities were more likely to meet the clinical cut point than individuals who reported having higher education, having moderate income, being white and heterosexual.
So the ones with a lot of money probably bought sex a lot, and the ones with no money masturbated frequently.
Frequently.
And furiously.
And so they say that healthcare professionals need to look into this.
Todd and Tyler, I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Not together, one at a time.
All right. Thank you, Lois.
No kidding.
Yeah. Furiously, not ferociously. Not only did I slur my words, I misspoke. Oh, that is hilarious.
No, it's not.
No.
When you miss
really
me.
Not,
it's actually a little concerning.
It is. You okay?
Are you okay? All right. We got to look out for each other.
All right.
Do we?
No. No, we really don't. We just say that.
Don't bully stutterers.
Hugh Hefner's personal belongings being auctioned off later this month. It is also being reported that he dumped a casket full of his private sex tapes into the sea.
I tweeted this out last week. I said, go out on top. You know anybody seeing that crap? So
well, he did it years ago.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Once you got married last time, probably?
No, I was in the early ooze.
Okay.
But a
because
casket?
The guy who did it died in 01, I think. No, he died in 2011, so it happened sometime before 2011.
But you said a casket full.
I did say that.
So he bought a casket specifically to put all his sex tapes in?
Yep. Or maybe he just had one lying about.
Maybe so. And then said, well, let's go for a little boat ride.
He feared that his most famous and secret conquest would be exposed.
And he kept the
video. A collection of tapes, X-rated photos, and even notes from superstars. He threw them all in a specially made casket.
See, that is so old school because people today wouldn't care.
He put them in a specially made casket lined with cement.
Maybe you just didn't want to see.
He wouldn't have cared, but the people that he was with might have cared.
Yeah,
he was terrified of the world finding out everything about his past. He'd kept a treasure chest of memories of his life with all these beautiful women dating back from the 50s to the mid-90s. He only shared a few of the stories with his aides, but kept his personal items of his time with so many famous beauties a secret. Apparently there was a batch of tapes shot on 8mm and Cinefilm, which were filmed during some of the orgies that he enjoyed in the 70s.
I'd love to see those. They
some famous male movie stars, too, were in the videos.
Of course they were.
And
you probably saw naked James Caan everywhere.
They said had that come out, it would have been a huge scandal. He had thousands of photographs taken at photo shoots or given to him by the girls over the years.
That's too bad. That'd be a great treasure trove to have, but I understand why he was trying to protect other people.
Absolutely, and himself.
And keep his privacy. Keep his privacy. Sure. I get it. But still, that's pretty cool.
Some of the women were in relationships.
A lot of them.
Didn't need that going around. Some never made the magazine. Some were just partying.
Plus, some of us.
I bet you there's some movie stars in these orgies, too, that women-wise, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that expected some privacy.
There were audio tapes as well. And in the 90s, he had concerns about these items being stolen and sold around the world. What actually sparked his concern was when Pamela Anderson.
The Tommy Lee stuff.
Pam and Brett Michaels and Brett. Tommy Lee.
And Brett's too, yeah.
Yeah, those two tapes. They said that he got upset and paranoid and said, no, let's just.
In the morning.
Let's just get rid of these.
Yeah. That's true. They were the two big ones there. Brett fought his and actually won, but and some of it leaked out. But you can't see the Tommy Lee one. They just sold that one.
And now I got the naked James Caan visual going through my head.
Yeah, I was just watching Elf last night.
No. James Caan in the 70s, he's a stud. Come on, Sonny from Godfather, that naked James Caan.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm going back to.
Yeah, check it out. A lot of hair, too, I bet. He was a hairy guy. He's still a hairy guy.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
And is.
Yeah.
And it's official, there were multiple dildos on the field during the Monday Night Football
They arrested
game.
Somebody,
And
though.
They arrested a 34-year-old from Florida. This guy's going to miss work. He had to spend the night in jail. He's got to go back to court December 4th. He's like,
just for
dude.
Throwing a dildo.
Right. What are you in for?
Dildos.
Dildo tossing.
Poor guy. But there were multiple dildos, not just one?
The reports are there were three spotted dildos.
What's
a spotted dildo?
I don't know.
How were they able to do...
I guess he just walks in during the spotted dildo comment. By the way, we were talking about that anyway. You just happened to walk in, Mark.
At the right place.
Yes, you did.
Is it difficult to smuggle a dildo into the stadium?
Yeah.
Do you have to use
he doesn't go to basketball, baseball.
Yeah, those clear plastic, is that the case in
the arena? I would
think
you'd smuggle it down your pants.
Yeah.
I guess. Just lay it, strap it to your leg and say, I'm packing. I'm packing a big dildo here.
That stuck to the tape.
Arrange your mics. Be quiet.
I don't know.
But talking to your mic.
Hey, what's up,
guys? Go. Mark, good to see you, brother. How you been, man? Look at
good.
Me.
I'm okay. sorry. I'm okay, talking good. To Craig.
There you were.
I didn't have it turned up. I'm like, I can't hear myself. He's like, just turn the volume.
Turn your volume up. Yeah, all right. Well, sorry. Welcome back. Welcome to town. When'd you get in?
Thank you. I don't know. Two nights ago? Yeah.
Tuesday night.
Monday
night.
Yeah. It was like a freaking clown car in there trying to get their headphones and their microphones.
I know. How do you do this?
Idiotic.
It's pretty complicated.
It was idiotic.
No.
Next year, every freaking week, he's messing around.
Well, I got thrown off because Petey grabbed this one, and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, Petey likes that. Didn't like that.
Petey's rolling his eyes. He hates me to come during the sports. I know.
No, it's almost over.
Okay.
Sports almost over.
Oh, I'm fine.
He likes you, man.
Yeah.
He likes
you. I have no problems at
all. We're talking about dildos, too, so perfect timing.
You have, like,
we like
hair
your perspective.
Like that. What? Like that Swiss,
don't
that
hit
Swiss Alps woman. Yeah. But it's braided. You have to put this online. But it's braided in the back like pigtails.
You've worn that for how many years now?
Yeah, a good two and a half.
Two and a half, yeah.
Well, I've never
seen
it.
I don't even remember being hanging ever, you know?
Hey.
Hi.
How long does that hold? You know, you have somebody...
It depends on usage and climate
and tugging.
Yeah, how clean it is. And then who's riding me like Seabiscuit.
Hey. Pulling your hair in the back while you're on.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
And who chews on it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you can't tell, but I'm behind you chewing on it.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We can all see it. I know. Like he's not there. It's weird.
It's just so focused.
It's like, how does Petey not notice that?
He's so focused sometimes.
Pushes on the other.
I'm moist.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I heard that earlier this morning. Yeah. I'm standing on a street corner, which sounds great. I'll just, anyway. And
move on.
Like laughing out loud, and people are driving by, and I'm just like the weird guy standing on the corner laughing.
I used your name in that bit earlier, didn't I?
I played this.
And I said,
I'm moist.
And it's because you're happy Mark's coming back.
Petey got his hair all did and everything.
Don't
it's
you
nice.
Love when straight guys joke about gay guys all the time? We joke like we're gay all the time. All the years I've known you, I don't think I've ever even asked you this. Most gay guys listen to this program, they get a hold of us, say they think it's funny, they don't care, it turns them on, not because of us, but because we talk like that. Do gay guys just laugh at straight guys always making gay jokes about each other? Or do you even care?
I mean, making jokes about each...
Not about gays, because obviously we're liberal guys. I'm talking about when we joke about, hey, rocking each other's world.
Right, pretending to be gay.
Are we all hiding something?
Or do you guys pretend to be straight?
Those are the ones... No, you're the ones not hiding something.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's
the
true.
The ones hiding something are like, you should go to hell and don't have any...
That's a good point.
You should be arrested for...
I knew that for a fact, but I wanted to make sure you guys thought the same thing.
Guys who are confident heterosexuals are talking about sucking face with their buddies all the time.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So glad you said face.
He almost did.
And the lines
that's true.
are blurred.
The hateful guys are obviously hiding something. That's a good point.
Yeah, the lines are blurred. I was watching. Now, this is a sports thing, Petey, so there you go.
Prove it.
Watching the series with my dad.
All right.
Okay. And it was, I think, like the third game, and one of the Boston players, I think, kissed one of the other ones on the cap or something, you know. And my dad's like, why do I have to look at that? Why do they have to do that?
He still says it in front of you?
Oh, my God, yeah. He still wonders why I'm not married to a woman. Like,
yeah, to this day.
To this day, yeah.
I just can't understand that you're a gay man.
Apparently not. Man. We've tried talking about it once, and it was not pretty, so I stopped.
He's thinking you'll come around someday?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Or I just think... Yeah,
he thinks he's going to get back together with my mom.
Oh, to this day?
He's like, they're both single. Why not?
Yeah, because, he...
How old is your old
man?
When
I was coming here, how old is he?
Yeah.
82. Like 110.
Okay, that's not that old. I mean, it's old. I get it. He's old. But why is he so hardcore about that? I understand there's hardcore people that don't... He doesn't hate gays. He just doesn't understand your gay,
right?
Hates us. Oh, he hates it. Oh, he
does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I think so.
I just don't think he gets it.
He doesn't get it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, and the thing, too, is, you know, people will say, well, it's his generation. I'm like, yeah,
no, it's not.
Screw that. He's had 50 years to figure this out.
Right.
So the older you are, the longer time you've had.
There's also gay men of all ages forever. So that's kind of a lame thing, too. Plus 50 years, like you said. Yeah.
He was talking about my mom and dad once, and he goes, I'll never understand why that didn't work out. What?
Yeah. I was, because, you know, I only shave like every 2 weeks or so.
Like
so
Bush.
Before I came
like
back
Bush,
here,
yeah.
But I look as nice. I don't got the hot braids and everything.
No. Push can't grow a beard.
It's not even close, you know?
Yeah. Push can't grow the hot braids either.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of turning me on. But anyway, he's like, well, how's she going to feel about that, Nick's mom, that you have if you're growing a beard? I'm like, what? Just a whole thing.
To this day.
Right. This was the other day. Yeah.
Oh my
this
God.
Was four days ago.
Wow. Your ex-wife going to feel about you growing a beard thinking you're going to get back together.
Your ex-wife of how many years now?
Oh, my God.
20 at least.
Three.
Wow.
Told Dad, and she's probably happy she's just not a beard anymore.
Yeah.
Not
a big.
Yeah,
he should be a comedian.
He wouldn't do that.
But I'll sit there with him watching games.
Oh, so you still try to bomb him? He's your old man. I get it.
Yeah, he's my old man. We watch sports together. Petey, I learn a lot. These are some things you might not know. I take note over time. That do you know that black people actually run different than white people, and you can tell
dad says?
Yes. And you probably didn't know that when they go to break, okay, when they go, you know, and they're down there interviewing a player.
Right.
The reason they're interviewing the black players is because none of the white players were available to interview.
Does he say that out loud to this day?
To me. Out loud.
How do you deal with that? I understand
the N-bomb dropped repeatedly.
I understand blood. I understand blood, what do you just do at this point?
He's
obviously racist and homophobic.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
And now he has a Mexican girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, really.
But that's not black, right?
To him?
That's just a Mexican.
I guess, but he was mad that he moved to the town closest to the Mexican border. How's it going, Grandpa? Everybody speaks Spanish down here.
Do you still live in Texas?
Probably.
Yeah. He's in Texaco.
You're right by the border.
He's 8 miles from the border.
How do you get there? You're not from there. You're from Missouri, right? Or Iowa?
Iowa. Yeah. Well, he moved down there to a retirement place to go during the winter. You know, he lived in Missouri.
And
then they just stayed there. Yeah.
And
she's awesome. He's got this Mexican girlfriend named Fifi who's 79. And yeah. The only thing they argue about is he wants to sit around all the time and she wants to keep busy.
Okay. All right.
Tell him what he said about the female announcers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This actually, honestly,
I might agree with
this. I'm a little homophobic because I'm sorry. The one who tries to sound like a man all the time, and she was the first NFL, I can't remember her name, you know?
Doris
and I'm like,
who was that? Beth Moen.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, could she really not have to try to sound like a man so much? And people probably think, well, you sound like a big sissy.
Right.
So really, stop.
So what did your dad say about the female announcers?
So, and this actually put me in tears after he went to bed. I actually cried. He said, he goes, I don't know why they have to have these, you know, female announcers. He goes, this wouldn't happen if they'd never been given the right to vote in the first place.
Oh, boom. My God. Does he vote?
He has all of his faculties.
I guess who he voted for.
This is not like he's like out of touch with reality. He knows what's going
on. Yeah, he's not mental. He's just all that.
He's also the funniest dude you'd ever meet.
Yeah.
aside from the racism, the misogyny, like everything, like the funniest guy.
And the homophobia.
He's
and the misogyny.
Racist, homophobic, misogyny. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
He's a card, though. He's a card.
Like we should have all three generations of the Allen family up here.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He would drop a lot of racial bombs, and we'd have to calm on it. We'd have to calm on it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It wouldn't be a good show. I like these two generations right now. Sure, you know, he's your dad. I get it. And you can't hate your dad, but you have to hate his attitude. You do, obviously. It just that sucks for you to have to deal with that.
Well, he's like the one guy you
really
can put up
school.
There
because even old school guys that say that sometimes don't say it out loud. They just kind of think it, and they go, oh, that's wrong. I shouldn't feel that way anymore. But I do. Well, this guy just says it.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the dreads, black guy, must be a drug dealer playing football. I'm like, well, maybe.
How about the braids?
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.